unemployed were quite highly organised, weren't they?
Yes, we had, or the unemployed itself, there were unemployed organisations,
right.
And they were, a lot of them were organised into block councils.
Right.
And we had one big parade in Vancouver one time, and there was 35,000 come into that city of Vancouver one day.
From where?
All over BC, in Alberta. They marched in, and the unemployed had organised it so that as they marched in, they picked up another group at a certain place, and then when they landed into Vancouver, they were all 35,000, landed there all at once, you see.
Hmm.
But the police were under this too, you see. They were organised too to meet all this, you see.
This was all organised from the block committees in each area?
From block committees and district committees. They made a third job of it, but they never solved the war solved the unemployment.
I was wondering how your Army for the Common Good got on with these organisations.
Oh, we had no trouble with any of them. No. The only trouble was we couldn't get enough. There was all kinds of ideas. People said, "Well, you're not doing anything any good. You want to take the whole thing over? Well, they wanted me to take it over." I said, "You can't take a thing over that don't exist. So the thing, everything's dead. You've got to build something up. You've got to build up something." And the only thing we can do is we've got to start from a small beginning and keep pounding away at it. You've got to devote your whole life to it. And somebody's got to give every cent they got and every minute of their time, as long as they live, keep this thing going till it gets on its feet. But they couldn't see that. Although some people did. One old fella, we had him run the store. But he took over the store when it was in debt after his years. He run it himself and he worked till he died. Never got a nickel. On the McKay store. First time we opened that up. He was all right too. But we had several people like that. I don't know. It's one of these things you can't say what might happen or what will happen. See, these depressions, that was the war ended that depression. If you will know, in this depression we're on now. You see, what the government have done, they put everybody on social service that's unemployed. Anybody can get money from the government if you're not working. But those days, you couldn't get nothing from the government. You had a root hog or die.
Well, you could get relief, couldn't you?
No, not all the time. You had to be they were pretty... You didn't get much, I was on relief for 3 years, I think. $19 a month. Well, look what they get now. They go down there and get $300-$400. They not only that, they can get furniture and new bed linen and all the rest of it. Well, they just shovel it out.
What did you have to do to get relief?
I worked as a night watchman up in Confederation Park. Because with being a night watchman, I only need about 4 or 5 hours sleep anyway. And I could snooze away over there for 2 or 3 hours and then start work on the co-op the next day, 8 o'clock in the morning. That's what I've done. All the time I was over there, I was just resting up over there and go to work the next morning for the co-op.
They didn't mind you working at the co-op as well as being on the...
No, they didn't give a hoot, because we only worked there so many days a month, you see. There was a bunch of changing, coming and going all the time. I put in 2 or 3 days every 2 weeks, and then I put in another 2 or 3 days the last 2 weeks of the month. And everybody knew when their time was to come on, and they'd come on and change. One and walk off the job, the other one to take over.
So it was all planned and everyone...
It was all planned, that's right, yeah. But they cleared it. There was a day gang, they cleared Confederation Park. Made a nice, beautiful place of it.
That was relief work?
Yes, all relief work.
Under the commissioner?
Yeah.
Did you do any canning and
store? Oh yeah, there was a woman from Shaughnessy. She heard that we needed a canning machine, so she donated one, big one, and 1,000 cans as big as those tomato cans. So they come to my house here, and so we had a meeting about it. What we're going to fit them up? We would get some meat from Fraser Valley, and then we'd get some. Stuff from the garden, peas and beans and everything like that. We make make boiled dinners and soup. So that's what we done. We got this big canny thing going. Get in the basement. And one day while I was cooking away, the wife was in there. We had three or four women. Because the job with this canning this stuff is you have to be careful that as you're cooking the stuff, because they all different times they boil it at different times. You see. So you've got to arrange it so that the meat is roast meat's all ready. You see, and the potatoes and all the rest are. There are different times when they're just right for canning. You put the whole thing in the can, you see, and seat it down. Well, that was fine. So one day I went down to the basement of the wife, and these two or three women were working like beavers down there at this time of the year. And she says, I haven't got any pepper or something. Well, it's all right, I'll go up the street and get it. She said, I went up the street and come back. She put 12 cans in this canner, you see, this thing. She said, well, when I come back, I said, have you taken that off? Have you changed? No, she says, the steam won't come up. So, my God, I says, you didn't put any water in. You can't make steam without water. Oh, she says, I forgot. And just then one of the cans blew up, you see. And there was 12 more to blow up. So I said, well, get up there and in the basement and just quick, because this thing's going to blow up. And I says, I'll see if I can relieve some of the pressure off of it. So I got behind the chimney, and reach your hand around it and turn one of the things. I only just touched it, made the half a turn, and the whole thing blew up and blew, hit the ceiling, you see. And there are all these 12 cans. And it's lucky I loosed the screw just enough to make it so it tore the thread, you see. Boy, what a mess it was, too. Some boys were scared stiff. So was I, too. But we did.
And, were these things that you then sold in the store?
Yeah, we sold some of them in the store. And we kept one of the cans of soup, one boiled dinner. And we eat it 19 years later. It was still good.
Hmm.
It was a perfect shape.
People talked about, did you have a brand name, Plenty for All, or something?
No, that was a political, Mayor Telford. He started a Plenty for All.
Ah.
And somebody poisoned him, or somebody put poison in his baking powder. And there's two or three people were deadly sick.
Really?
So he quit. You see that there were... Somebody was after him too, you see.